Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. It's time for our favorite things.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this episode, by the way. Steph and I have been like figuring out how we can incorporate a little bit of holiday cheer into our podcast. And we thought, you know, people talk about Secret Santa parties and white elephants, but I think we need to bring back like favorite things parties, and they don't have to be elaborate, but I think it's something fun. I think that's like a really good way of like sharing things that you've loved throughout the whole year with the people that you love.
I love that. So this is kind of like Oprah's favorite things with a twist. It's Sarah's
favorite things.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so we each picked five items, and they're kind of like not in any specific genre, but we did keep the price point under $50 because we wanted it to be really giftable and shareable with your friends and family. So I'm excited to really dive into this. So let's go.
Yes, let's go. Okay, Steph, you start first.
Okay, so something that I have in every single one of my purses, in my car, in my tote bags, my backpacks, like literally everywhere, are the Tarte Maracuja Juicy Lips. And they have like the lip cream, the lip plump, the lip gloss. I have them in every single color and I literally have them everywhere. And I feel like it's such a good gift. It's an amazing product. And anybody that I've ever given it to, they've always come back and said like, oh my gosh, I really love this. And I use it every day. So
I completely agree. I love the Juicy Lips because they actually make your lips look so juicy. And it's like a gloss, but it's not like a sticky gloss. It's extremely moisturizing.
Yeah, and that's why I love it, because a lot of times, especially like in the winter when you're needing something on your lips, you want to hydrate, maybe they're kind of dry. I love that I can have some color and a little pop, but I'm also hydrating. So it's not like adding something that's going to like sting your lips when they're kind of dry. Like, these are super hydrating. I love them.
I know. They're so, and I like the color shades of them too, because they're not like super pigmented, but they still have like a really good color. Because I remember when I went with you on the Tarte trip, that's the first time I tried them, and I've been hooked since then. And I love the shade variation as well. They're like super wearable. Like Steph said, just like throw them in your bag, like kind of just like forget it, like wear it and forget it. You know, they're really good.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite things and something that I love to share with friends and family.
Okay, so for me, I think like for me always is I try to give festive presents to people, especially this time of the year. And I love going to like maybe Anthropologie and like picking out something festive, because they always have like really unique products that they have in the holiday season. And I love like their kitchen and home selection so much. Like every year when they have like the 30% off sale just before Thanksgiving or for Black Friday or Cyber Monday, I'm always like stalking their website to see what they have this year. And I especially love like their tea towels and spatulas and even like their cookie cutters. So like, yeah, these are like three items, but like if you want to go, they're all under 50 if you buy them individually, but I think you could even make it into a set and like gift it as like a larger present, but I still love them separately as well. Like this year I just got like a Santa tea towel and a little spatula just for myself from the sale, and it was under $50, like both of those things. So I think like people really love getting stuff like that for their kitchen as well.
Yeah, definitely, because it's usually not something that you might buy for yourself, you know?
Exactly.
So that's definitely a good thing to get. I'll have to check it out. I haven't really shopped any home things outside of like my mirror from Anthropologie. So I'll check it out for sure.
Oh my God, you have to. They have the best stuff this time of year, especially for like all their entertaining and all of that. They have some really cute, unique things.
Okay, okay. All right, my next thing is, it's called Little Words Project. So basically, they're like little words on a bracelet. It's a beaded bracelet. It's really simple, but it's something that I wear every day. And I love the positive messages that you can put on the bracelet. So they have some that are already like already made, but you can also create a message and give it to somebody too. So I have ones that say pray, happy. They have one on their website that says be fucking nice, you know.
I love that.
I have one that has like my kids' initials all on it. I have one that says see the good. Like, I just love having positive messages on my wrist, little reminders. So Little Words Project, they're like $25, the bracelets, but I think that would be such a cute little stocking stuffer or just something to gift to someone. Like if they are going through something, you could give them a positive message that they could wear every day. And like the colors are really cute. They're fun. I like it. It's a small little something that could mean a lot to someone.
I agree. And I kind of like, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, like, what's the point of like having a bracelet that has like a saying on it? But I think like if you're looking at it throughout the whole day, it kind of takes your mind away from like what you're thinking about, like, and to actually focus. So I think it definitely is a good like mental exercise to have things like that. If you want to like kind of, you know, focus on the good or focus on the positive and always be reminded of something, maybe wearing it on your wrist isn't that bad of an idea.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, I looked at it so many times. I traveled to Mexico by myself with the three kids, and I had like little positive mantras on my wrist just to like, you know, keep me in the zone and focused. If I needed to look down at my wrist, I did.
I love it.
That's not always easy. So yeah, I would love to share that with someone else.
Okay, so my next one is a Gray Malin Essentials collection. If you guys don't know about Gray Malin, he's like a really famous photographer, and I love his photography. This is just a book that I'm talking about. It's his hardcover book on Amazon, and it's $40 right now. And I love giving coffee table books to people as well, because I think like it's just like a piece of decoration that people don't think about, or like sometimes people don't really want to spend a lot of money on coffee table books. And like Steph said, it's like nice to gift people things that they might not be buying for themselves. And I think it just like adds a little bit of art and a little bit of culture into your home as well.
Yeah, I love that. I need to definitely look and see what color is the book? Like what's the color scheme?
So the cover is blue, and they're like two llamas, and one of them is wearing like a black llama and a white llama, and they're both wearing like the black llama's wearing white balloons, and then the white llama's wearing black balloons. It's just like a really famous photo that he took, and it's kind of, that's just the cover. But like I personally have like a Gray Malin print, and the first time I found out about him was when he did this Marfa shoot at the Prada store, and one of his photos is like really iconic, and I bought it because I love it. It's like a little piece of Texas. It's a little artsy. It's the Prada art installation in Marfa. I think it's like super cute, and I got the one that's black and white, and I love it. But he does like destination photography. Like he's done like some photography of like, you know, aerial views of people sprinkled on a beach somewhere, or like people skiing, like aerial views of that. Or he's done like photos with like animals, like at that's really famous Palm Springs Hotel. What is it called? The Seguro, I think, or Segundo. I might be like completely butchering the name, but it's so cute. I think he's even done photos with animals at the Beverly Hills Hotel, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe I am. I don't know. I really love his stuff. I love his photography.
Okay. I'm going to definitely have to check this out.
Yes, you have to. And let me know what you think.
Okay, I will. Okay, so next up for me would be kind of like a hosting gift. Like maybe you're the hostess, or like you have people coming to your home, or maybe you're going to someone's home. But I love these soap bars that I get from QVC. I feel like I'm such like, who am I? Shopping on QVC, but they have really good stuff. The brand is called Beekman 1802. And I like happened upon it because I worked with QVC a lot, like maybe a year ago. And I ended up getting these soap bars, and now like I have to have them. They are bigger than your average soap bar. Like it takes my whole hand, like trying to hold it. They're so thick and just luxurious. They're made with goat milk. You can get different scents, but it's just like a really good quality soap bar, and I love bathing with it. I feel like it would be such an amazing gift to someone, like maybe you're staying at their house or maybe they're coming to your house and like you put it on maybe their towels when they go to their guest room. I just love this soap so much. That so sounds- I love this brand. Like I have their hand lotion and like hand soap in my bathrooms. I just love it. I love this brand.
It sounds extremely moisturizing and luxurious.
It is. I love it.
How much are they? Are they sold in a set or what?
So usually you can buy them in a set. Let me pull up the price. They're under 30. Like a single bar is definitely under 30. But let me see real quick. Hold on.
I love that. Yeah, I feel like my mother-in-law would like something like that to keep in like her in her guest room.
Totally. Okay.
Okay, while Steph looks up the price, I can tell you guys about my next favorite things, and that's the Laura Mercier caviar sticks. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with them, you guys. Like, they're the eyeshadow sticks. I wear them all the time. They're exclusively what I've been wearing maybe for like a year and a half or 2 years. I can't get enough of them. Literally, it's like makeup for noobs. It's so good. I love the formulation. They're so soft to put on. You only need a little bit. They blend just effortlessly. They're such a great gift to give to somebody because I feel like I'm a novice when it comes to doing makeup because I can't do like super elaborate makeup, but like I can make my eyes look really good with just like one or two caviar sticks because the way that they blend, like even if you put it in your crease and then on your lid, like it look completely different. Like the color dimension is amazing. And then you can even build it up. They are just like amazing. And like the formula is just like iconic. You have to try them if you haven't. And right now I think they even have like a set that they're selling. And I think it's only, let me see, I actually have it right in front of me. It is $29 for a $42 value, and it comes with like three of their caviar sticks. They are incredible. You guys have to get them. And I'm sure that you can get this holiday set like on their website.
Your eyes always do look really good. So I'm going to have to try these.
You got to try them.
Yeah, especially if it's that easy. Like if you're not putting that much effort behind it.
Oh my God. Really? It's like no effort. It's like literally anybody can do their eye makeup with these and look, make your eyes look good. Like really, truly, they're amazing.
I love that. Okay. So I checked on the soap. A three piece set from QVC is $36.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah. So it's not bad. And they have like some bars that are only $8 for like a single bar, but some of the sets like have some other stuff in it. So yeah. Not bad.
Also, soap can be like so, like, unless you've like personally tried it, sometimes like soap can be so drying. So if it's already tried and tested, then you know it's a good product.
Yeah, definitely not drying this one. So good.
Okay. What's your next one, Steph?
My next one is Super Goop. So I actually have a Super Goop bag that I carry around with me in the summer, especially like when I'm going to the pool, because I'm like so big on sunscreen. But I love their glow screen and their unseen screen. And I did not realize that they were also a makeup primer until a few years ago. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona for work. And we were doing a store opening. We were getting a store ready to reopen. So like they had gone through this major remodel, switching locations, switching buildings. We're in Scottsdale. It's hot as hell, like literally over 100 degrees, middle of the summer. And I was wearing my Super Goop primer under my makeup. And mind you, like I'm directing like truck drivers and moving boxes and like just really moving my body a lot. And my face, when I tell you, it did not like mess up at all. Like, and I attribute it to my really good makeup primer that also serves as a sunscreen, Super Goop. So I love this product. So I realized, like, I started doing more research. I was like, okay, I put it on for sunscreen because I knew I was going to be in the sun, but I did not realize that it's also a really fabulous makeup primer. So yeah, I did some digging, and of course it's in the description. Like it can also be used as a makeup primer. So
I see Supergoop like all over Instagram, and so many people love it and so many people use it, and I to this day have not, but now you're convincing me to definitely try it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I love the glow screen under makeup for a little glow, the unseen screen. Sometimes I'll put that on and then also layer another primer. Like if I know I'm really going to be, you know, out in the elements, or maybe I just have a primer that I want to put on top of it. They're really buildable. So it's super light.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you don't feel like you have a lot on your face. It's literally just like putting a really lightweight lotion on, but you have protection on your skin.
That's awesome. I love that. I'm going to have to try it because I'm actually running out of my current sunscreen. And yeah, I mean, so many, I feel like it's, there's like a cult following for Supergoop sunscreen. So I have to try it.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. I used to get PR packages from them all the time. I'm going to have to reach back out like, hey.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we're promoting you on our podcast.
Yeah. And every day on my story or anytime, like, you know, I'm out and about using it. I definitely promote it. So, hello.
Okay. So my next one is an electric lighter, and it's like life changing. I always used to go through so many lighters, and then you think about like the packaging and the plastic that you're wasting and how you recycle it, and you have to keep buying it over and over again until I got an electric lighter for like my candles. I love it. It's super inexpensive. It's from Amazon. It's $13. The one I like is a brand called Reida, R-E-I-D-E-A. Reida? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's really good. It has like almost 5-star reviews, like 32,000 of them. Like right now I'm on the page, so I'm telling you all this info. But it's $14. Did I say 13 before? I can't remember now, but it's $13.99. It's so good. And it's life-changing because I never have to worry about it. And a charge lasts forever. Like I bought mine a year and a half ago, and I think I've charged it once.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah. I used to have one, and I don't think it was that brand. I just bought one off of Amazon. I definitely had to charge mine more than that, but I love them because I just don't like having to light matches, keep up with lighters. Oh, yeah,
the smoke that it creates. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. These are really fabulous. I was telling Sarah before we started recording that I lost mine in the middle of our kitchen remodel, so I don't know where mine is and I need to get another one. So yeah, this inspires me to get another one.
Yep, I really like this one. And I think it's like a little luxury that you don't really think about, but once you have it, it's like a game changer.
Totally. And it makes lighting candles so easy.
Yeah, and then if you're taking it to like a favorite things party, maybe you could take it with like a candle and that.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I really love,
you know what I love? The, oh my gosh, you know, okay, cut this part out because I was thinking about like this candle that kind of smells like Le Labo and now I can't think of the name. So there's no point in telling people about this. Sorry. Okay. Moving on.
I should keep this in here.
You have no idea what it's called. That would not be helpful at all.
Okay. Well, anyways, since Sarah can't remember the name of the candle. Okay, so we both have Stanley Cup, or did you have five without Stanley Cup?
No, I have one more, but it's like $51. But I'll tell you anyways, because so many of my friends and family like contact me like randomly and they'll be like, hey, do you have like a recommendation of like a really good eye cream that's not super expensive, like the La Mer one that's like $250? And I always tell them about the Ren Vitamin C Dark Circle Cream. I love this stuff. It's $51, so I guess it's technically not under 50, but, you know, it's a dollar, so, you know, just give me that leeway. But it's so good. I love it. It actually works. I love Ren, just like skincare as a whole. It's just incredible. And like basically that their products actually work. Like whatever they're saying on the bottle does that to your skin. It's really good. I think like I don't have any eye circle issues. It's like a really good consistency. It's moisturizing. You can use it day and night, so you don't have to get like an eye cream for the morning and the nighttime. I hate doing that, by the way. Like I love having a very minimal skincare routine. And I've been using this eye cream for 2 or 3 years now since I first got it in a PR package. I've just been hooked. And I've told so many people about it. It's just, it's amazing. Like once you try it, you'll know what I mean. And it has like a very like light, like kind of citrusy smell. It's just like when you're putting it on at night or doing like your whole morning or nighttime routine, it just feels like really good. It smells really good too. I love it.
Okay. I have not tried anything from that brand. I've heard of it, but I'll definitely check it out.
You gotta check it out. I love, like, literally I have like their whole skincare line because it's just so good. They're clean, they're vegan, they're really good for the planet. They like are super big on sustainability. It's just like a really good brand to use and like give your money to because they're trying to make a difference in the world as well.
I love that. My other one, my last one is also a skincare. So it's Kiehl's. They make so many products that I use and love. And I share them a lot on Instagram just because I was introduced to the brand. And now like there's just so many products by them that I love. But one that is under 50 is their ultra facial cream. And it's just a really good moisturizer for your face, like an everyday moisturizer. My son Jay has actually started using it too. I've had to like remind him to use it sparingly because I see him like dip two big ass fingers into his thing and like rubbing it on his face. I'm like, bro, chill out. Like this should last you. Like your products should last you longer than a month. Okay. Like he's learning, but his skin is very moisturized. I will say that. But yeah,
it's better that way anyways.
Yeah. I love this product. I love a lot of their products. They have a like this clay face mask that is so good for resetting my skin. They have an avocado eye cream that's really good.
I love their avocado eye cream. I think that was like the very first eye cream I bought like that was like on the higher end. And I know Rami loves all of like their men's skincare line, and then their amino acid shampoo and conditioner is like one of my favorites ever.
Ooh, see, Jason loves the men's products too. He has like this like aftershave moisturizer that he puts on his face that he uses all the time. So I try to make sure he always has it in stock. But I have not tried the shampoo. I wonder if it would work for my texture of hair.
You should try it. I don't know, actually, but I mean, it works really well for my hair. It just leaves it super squeaky, soft, clean, and just, I love it. It's just like a really good everyday shampoo and conditioner.
Okay. I'll definitely check it out.
And then the last thing we're talking about is this viral sensation called the Stanley Cup. Oh my God. Everybody has it in like all the colors and everybody's just raving about it. And, you know, Steph got one.
Yeah. I had to see what the heck the hype was all about. Like, why are all these people losing their mind over this cup?
I know. Like every time you turn on Instagram, somebody's like, hurry up. It just came back in stock. Go buy it right now.
Or I see people with reels and they're holding like 6 of them. I'm like, why do you need 6? Why do you need so many?
Seriously, I don't know. I don't know why people are holding 6 of them. But yeah, like I guess the hype is real since it's like taken the internet by storm. I feel like it's one of those things, like, you know how like every year there's probably like a viral children's toy that's like super in demand for Christmas. I feel like this is like the adult version of that.
Yeah, this is the adult toy of the holiday season.
You're like, I'm going to stay hydrated.
That's yeah, like I mean, goal. The cup is 40 ounces. It's 40 ounces. And I try to drink at least 2 to 3 of them a day. And I mean, I'm very hydrated. I will say that.
I love it. I mean, actually, it's a good thing to have because then you don't have to like keep refilling waters or whatever. Unless it's just this one super high quality cup that you can basically just have for everything. So it makes sense if you're a minimalist and you just want to spend your money on like one good high quality water cup.
Yeah, I love the handle. Yeah, it has a great handle. It has a straw. It fits into a cup holder in a car. Those are the pros. And it comes in some great colors. So pros. Cons, it's very heavy when it's full. Like the other day, I dropped it near my foot. And I like, thank God I moved my foot fast enough. Because otherwise, I wouldn't move my toe.
That's hilarious. It's that heavy. Like you're like, this thing could actually hurt someone.
Yeah, it will crush your toes, you know.
I love it. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you give Stanley Cup to somebody, they'll know what it's about. And if they don't have it, I'm sure they'll be like, oh my God, now I get to try this.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I'm sure a lot of people are curious about, but may not buy it for themselves. So I think they would be a great little gift. And I think if you bought it for someone, they would actually use it a lot and love it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And sorry about butchering the whole Gray Malin book. I was like kind of looking online right now. It is called The Seguro, and he hasn't done an animal photo shoot in Beverly Hills Hotel. It's just like an iconic Beverly Hills Hotel scene that like embodies California. So sorry. But yeah, I think it's a really good book.
Passionate about it. Like, I feel like when people speak about things passionately, you know, nobody questions it.
You just believe it. No, I know. But I don't want to be, I don't want to put this out on the internet and people are like, she has no idea what she's talking about. So I wanted to correct myself. Sorry. But yeah, I do love my Gray Malin print. It's like amazing. And I wanted to get that llama photo that's on the hardcover of this book. But unfortunately, it was sold out. So I just ended up getting the book because I love this photograph and it's like the cover of it.
Okay. You definitely sold me. I'm going to check this out for myself.
Yes. And we will leave links in the little description box. If you guys want to like shop any of this, then you can do that there.
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably do a little gift guide in my LTK as well.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Talk to you Sunday.